from smashed burgers and fried chicken to mac and cheese and all the rest. Flash your subscriber card to receive 10% off food and more. Crowbar Brisbane is a proud 4ZZZ sub-discount outlet.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive, Ruby and Eve with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, auditors secretly investigating a construction materials laboratory have found the labs have falsified results, another link in a growing chain of similar cases against the testing industry. Laboratories are crucial to infrastructure projects as they provide testing on materials like concrete, bitumen, to ensure longevity and safety. The audit showed that the laboratory had falsified testing results to save time, which matches the case last year from another testing laboratory. With the state government set to invest $41 billion into infrastructure in the next 4 years, box results can threaten the outcome of those projects. In other local news, the tobacco shed company has been fined $1.5 million over Queensland's largest ever illegal tobacco seizure. Company director Paolo Tibano pled guilty to 50 charges on Friday at Emerald Magistrate Court relating to the sale of nicotine vape, candy flavored cigarettes, bongs, and loose leaf tobacco. Prosecutor Kim Bryson submitted that the company should be fined $200,000, but Magistrate Cameron McKenzie ordered a fine more than seven times greater.
In national news, Western Australia's housing peak bodies, frontline services and young people have formed a coalition to launch a joint pre-budget submission to end youth homelessness. A youth homelessness forum is due to start at 10:30 today and will feature Professor Catherine Robinson, a nationally recognised researcher and advocate in the youth homelessness field. Professor Robinson will present insights from her research and facilitate discussion on the various systematic challenges and opportunities to improve outcomes for young people. In other national news, this past Friday, 16 public schools in Canberra and one school in Brisbane briefly closed following the discovery of asbestos in their decorative coloured sand. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission issued a national recall notice for coloured sand products after testing detected traces of naturally occurring asbestos. Miss White took aim at Officeworks, which had been selling the coloured sand products, saying it was important for the company to take responsibility. The company then issued a statement. Officeworks obtained an independent health and safety risk assessment on EC's products, which concluded there is no identifiable safety hazard and therefore the safety risk associated with these products is negligible.
In international news, just a content warning for the discussion of torture. The family and colleagues of a Ukrainian journalist has called for justice after her imprisonment and subsequent death in a Russian prison. 27-year-old Ukrainian journalist Victoria Roshchina had been detailed in Russian-occupied territory of Ukraine the previous year. The state of her remains suggested extreme infliction of violence and was only able to be identified by DNA sampling. Quote, the Russians returned her body without internal organs, end quote, Victoria's former editor said. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and bright after a rainy weekend. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. Stay hydrated and wear a hat today. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.